President Bush will address the nation tonight from the White House. Mr. Bush is expected to explain his administration's plan to bail out troubled banks on Wall Street. The initial price tag of the plan is $700 billion, but analysts say it could go a lot higher. Congress continued to debate the proposal today. Lawmakers want to make sure that the bailout includes safeguards to protect taxpayers. Meanwhile, Wall Street is impatient for the plan to be approved quickly. John Authors of the Financial Times says this reminds him a bit of a spoiled child.
There's a character in English children's stories when I was a kid, a five-year-old spoiled girl who would get what she wanted by saying, if I don't, I'll scream and scream and scream until I'm sick. And to some extent, the markets are doing that at the moment. They are screaming, screaming and screaming and threatening, or another way of looking at it is that they're holding a gun to their own head. You know, the action on the credit market at the moment is in many ways sending a message, bail us out, or the financial system gets it.
And so where does that mean that we stand right now? I mean, when they're saying, you know, bail us out or I'll shoot, or bail us out or I'll scream, what's the response? How do you categorize what's happening?
What at the moment I think is happening is an intense argument over the price. The basic problem here is that banks have a lot of assets on the books, which are plainly not worth what they paid for them. And because the housing market is in the condition that it's in, nobody is quite sure what they're worth. When you're not sure what the bank you are lending to is worth, you will lose confidence in that bank. And so it is necessary to create a price for those securities so that the markets can function and the banking system can function. The problem is that you plainly can't overpay for those assets if you're using taxpayers' money, because if you pay too much, that will have a very negative effect on the economy. It means either interest rates go up, other programs have to be cut, or taxes have to go up, almost likely a combination of all three. Therefore, Congress understandably doesn't want to pay too much, but there is also a risk that if you don't pay enough for these assets, then you won't solve the problem, that there still won't be that reassuring bottom line price that is needed to restore confidence. And plainly, if you pay too much, there is a risk that you will bail out people who don't deserve to be bailed out in Wall Street and sow the seeds of excessive risk taking in the future.
That's John Authors, who is the global investment editor at the Financial Times.